Так, this is dictating on Harry Bennett, Harry, Harry Bennett, BENNETT, B as in boy, BENNETT, N as in Nancy, Harry Bennett. Date of birth is 5/5/1938, and the date of consultation is 11/9/22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. Eric Harris, D.O. Harris, Harris, D.O. The next chief complaint is mediastinal adenopathy and history of adenocarcinoma of the lung, period. Next paragraph, history of an illness. This is a 84-year-old male who was initially diagnosed to have adenocarcinoma of the lung, stage 3, N2NO, I'm sorry, M0, diagnosed in September 2020, had received radiation therapy and was treated at Moffitt Cancer Care Center and received concurrent chemo radiation. The patient was then evaluated recently with a chest CT followed by a PET CT scan on 10/28/22, and it showed multifocal nodularity within both lung fields, and most prominent in the right upper lung field, measuring 2.3 by 1.9 centimeter, and dominant nodularity in the right lung base, measuring 1.8 centimeter, as well as multiple non-calcified and calcified mediastinal lymph nodes. The subcarinal node measures 1.2 centimeter with a SUV of 7.6, and a dominant right paratracheal node measuring 1.6 centimeter with a SUV of 6.6. There was a small right side of pleural effusion with basilar atelectasis as well. The patient has had history of COPD, history of severe peripheral vascular disease, and underwent amputation of the right lower extremity below the knee in August 22. He also has a history of atrial fibrillation and prostatic enlargement. He is on home oxygen at 3 liters nasal cannula. The patient has lost weight. He has a cough with wheezing and is short of breath with minimal activity. Next, he also complained of mild hemoptysis early in the mornings. Next paragraph, past history includes history for COPD and emphysema, history of severe peripheral vascular disease with gangrene and cellulitis of the right lower extremity requiring amputation below the knee, and also history for prostatic hypertrophy with the indwelling catheter, and a long-standing history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation. Patient had vascular procedures done in the past. Next paragraph, allergies to tetanus toxoid. Next paragraph, habits the patient has smoked 2 packs per day for over 50 years and presently down to 5 cigarettes per day and has smoked for 70 plus years. Alcohol use none recently. Next paragraph, family history, both parents died at an elderly age. I'm sorry, mother died at an elderly age, father passed away during the war. Next line, systems review. The patient has fatigue and weight loss. He's had cataracts, no glaucoma. He has sore throat and hoarseness. He has urinary frequency and hematuria. He has cough, wheezing, shortness of breath, hemoptysis, and denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or GI bleed. He has occasional chest pains, no cap, muscle pains. He has joint pains to his extremities and muscle stiffness. He has leg edema and has depression and anxiety. He has headaches, memory loss, numbness of the extremities. Next, med list included albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, and Flomax, 0.4 milligrams daily. Combivent Respimat, 1 puff QID. Synthroid, 125 micrograms daily. Losartan, 50 milligrams daily. Olanzapine, 0.5 milligrams HS. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this thinly built elderly male, pale, alert, appears chronically ill. The blood pressure is 38/80, pulse 72, respirations 20, tension 97.5, weight is 110 pounds, saturation 97 on O2. HENT had non-cephalic pupils, reactive, clear of a clear throat, is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery, with wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart sounds are irregular, as on an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild edema, amputated right lower extremity. Below the knee. Peripheral pulses are diminished. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact. Can you mention at the heart? The heart sounds are irregular, with no murmur. Okay, and then neurologically, there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number one, is history of non-small cell lung cancer, status post chemo radiation. Number two is mediastinal adenopathy, throughout metastatic disease. Number three is COPD and emphysema. Number four, severe peripheral vascular disease, status post amputation, right lower extremity. Number five is hypertension. Number six, atrial fibrillation. Next, PAN. The patient has been advised to come in for bronchoscopy with EBUS. At the Advent Hospital, he will continue using Combivent, one puff TID, and we will have to hold off on Eliquis for 4 days. And the patient was advised of the risks of bronchoscopy, including bleeding pneumothorax, respiratory failure. And he is in agreement. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Eric Harris, D.O. Eric Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, D.O. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.